So if you've had a big idea and you're thinking about venturing into, creating your own startup, well, today we're going to talk about if you should take on investors for your startup. Often men and women are solo entrepreneurs servicing their own marketing brand or dealing in info products online right up until that big idea hits. They've analyzed the market, they picked out a hot trend in the app store and they think it could be done better, or they just received that spark of genius in the middle of the night and have a good sense to tap into their phone's note section before they fall back to bed and lose it forever. And it might sound far-fetched, but sometimes right after that idea comes into your head, you'll find yourself in the position of bringing what you feel like is a huge idea to the masses, and you'll be dealing with the prospect of an investment in your company very, very quickly. So should you be taking offers from venture capitalists and other investors, or try to bootstrap it on your own? Obviously, giving up ownership in exchange for investment to kickstart your journey is a major trade-off. When you start making money, your piece of the pie will be diminished by everyone else who's taken a bite. But consider the scale that you want to achieve. If your product will end up in a small to mid-sized business, you might want every piece of it you can. If, however, your aim is widespread adoption and you feel like this might be something that, enters the daily lives and the habits of millions, and you really think you might be onto something huge, then even a tiny portion of stock is going to skyrocket you into the top tax brackets, and you'll probably be just fine. A smart way of vetting investors is to find out how active they'll actually be. If you can secure an investor who has had success in running their own business previously, since most venture capitalists have their investment capital from a previous exit, you might also be able to secure them as a mentor. In that case, you go from receiving just one benefit, giving up a little ownership for some cash, to two. You get cash plus guidance. Not every investor will do this, which could be a sign that they're taking the shotgun approach and don't care particularly much about any one company that they put money into. Many companies have had success with using the mentorship of those who have successfully brought a startup from inception to prominent buyout to help them do the same. Another consideration with ceding ownership portions to investors is that these parties will now have a legal say in how the company is run. Of course, depending on how your deal is brokered. In these cases, you could end up in a position of having a stakeholder push for something too early or to head in a direction you don't personally feel will help your business the most. It's easy to say no to bad advice when someone has no stake in your affairs, but it's a bit harder when they've given you $500,000. Ultimately, though, every situation is different, so consider every potential angle in your own situation before getting into the shark tank.